So tell us about your experience in Tanzania.
So it was the first day of my homestay, the very first day. And my mom, she said in Swahili, she was saying, let's go over to the neighbor's house. So we enter the neighbor's house and we go to the living room, which is just a small room with a bed. And there, my neighbor, who's an elderly woman, she was lying down with her eyes closed, just lying down on her side. She looked really sick. And then my mom suddenly started chanting, and she put her, it's hard to explain, but she had her hands over this woman, and she was yelling, looking up, and it was really cool. It was almost like she was praying, and she got louder and louder, and then she started yelling, and I didn't know what she was saying. I had no idea what was going on. So that's what happened.
And what was your initial impression as this was happening?
I at first thought it was really weird. I was like, wow, this looks like an exorcism. That's honestly what I first thought. It was a little scary because I had no idea what was going on. And it lasted a while. It was probably at least 20 minutes of just this loud, like, yelling and chanting. And then I started making out the word Yesu, which is Jesus in Swahili. So I knew she must have been praying or something for this woman, plus the way she had her hands hovering over her. I figured it must be some kind of, like, ritual to heal her. So that's what I concluded after that.
Would you say that you learned anything from this experience?
So one thing I should add is the very next day, I saw the woman, my neighbor, outside of her house chopping wood, like, strong as ever. So I was so surprised because she looked deathly ill the night before. So, I mean, I learned not to judge any, like, rituals or customs of another culture. And also just that's what they know. Like, they don't know what we know. Like, we grow up with, like, medicine and going to the doctor, but it's just a completely different culture, so you have to see it from their view that this is what they know. So it's not weird. It's just different from what I know. And then since that was the very first day of my homestay, I just learned that from then on I shouldn't judge any experience that I first encounter, because maybe it works and it's not weird. It's just different from what I know. So,
how would you say that experience shaped your view of the culture?
Well, before my homestay, I was living at a university, so it's more modern and everyone had more, like, contemporary beliefs regarding healing and things like that. Like, they would take medicine. So I learned that in the more rural areas, they have a lot more traditional beliefs, which are very, very different from my own beliefs. And yeah, I just learned that the more rural I would go, the beliefs would probably be more different. And then that kind of prepped me for the rest of my stay living with a Tanzanian family, because I started experiencing a lot of different things like that the next 2 weeks I was with them. So, yeah.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Emily.